Hello, everyone. I'm Professor Woods here at Loyola University Law School. I teach international law, human rights law, sometimes constitutional law at the law school, and I've also authored a textbook on human rights that has a chapter on indigenous self-determination. Some of you may encounter that in law and poverty class. So I'm very honored to be here to moderate this panel and talk about the important legal issues that are in play with regard to the rights of indigenous people. Can everybody hear me? Okay. We have issues of property rights, issues of equality, issues of cultural rights, including issues related to the use and occupation of their ancestral lands. I think it's important, Lena pointed out, the case that many of you encounter in property law, Johnson v. McIntosh, which gave constitutional sanction to the doctrine of discovery, the doctrine that so-called uncivilized peoples did not have sovereignty over the land that they occupied. And it's important to recognize that this doctrine was not just used to justify the conquest of the Americas, but also to justify the conquest of Australia and Africa. And so this doctrine is a major international law doctrine that was introduced in the context of the conquest of the indigenous peoples of the Americas, but became enshrined in international law. And it's still today not completely rejected by countries and peoples that used it to conquer other people. So with that brief mention, I'd like to introduce the members of our panel. First, we're going to hear from Professor Marcus Cooter, who is also a professor here at Loyola University Law School. He teaches comparative law, civil law, environmental and energy law, and public international law. And Professor Cooter is a German national. So let's begin with